CD-ROMs degrade after 10
The code that you produce, what did you ask them?
But, I mean, we tried to, maybe you want to
Nick mentioned earlier that we did it in XHTML and CSS. Because those are plain text formats, we hope that it will last a little longer than if we'd done the interface in some proprietary ebook format or made this really cool-looking Flash interface or something like that. Yeah. But I don't have a huge estimate, but I think it all being a plain text format is important.
Yeah. We're hoping that none of the actual work itself will function, but still, in that point in time, for our entire future, they'll be able to read the introductions.
I get the impression that the two of you like it. I don't know why I get that impression, but I do. And I do too, and I've sort of lived through this. One of the questions that I have, there was a game called The Prisoner by David Mona. Is that any done for you? Because it was really, at the time, this was just post-Mystery House, as the King's Quest series was just beginning to take off. And it was, unlike, what Ken and Roberta Williams were saying, that, this is a high-resolution adventure game, Mystery House, really cool graphics, and they were cool.
Right.
And, you typed it down the lines. It wasn't just reading text, as in the Infocom games. And then we were all getting this around, and I was working in the linear entertainment media, and I got this game called The Prisoner, and it was remotely inspired by the television series where your goal is to get off an island. And there were only 20 rooms in it, very small, and the graphics, even by the standards of that day, were extremely primitive. However, the effect that it had on me, I wouldn't generally share with people at the time, which was that I found myself screaming at the computer monitor as though some malevolent spirit had overtaken my computer and was trying to drive me insane. Okay.
Back when I used Windows, that happened.
Interesting, right? I didn't talk about this a lot, but I would say it sometimes. I've been playing The Prisoner, and I was just like losing. He said, me too, I'd scream at this. So this was not a unique reaction. So I'm at a party, and this is probably early 1980s, and I meet the then 23-year-old David Mullen. I said, David, you've got a hell of a game here. How did you do that? And his answer was the following. He said, I always liked games, and what I did was I adapted declassified OSS spy training exercises that were administered to people who wanted to become spies to see if they could withstand psychological torture. And I said, you son of a... And we've been friends ever since, but it was, and Alan and I in the break were talking a little bit about metaphors and aesthetics that would apply to game design, and I just thought that was, he did it brilliantly, but the graphics were so primitive and so funky, but the effect was so powerful on the audience, the suspension of disbelief so intense. Yeah. So I was just curious, because I know Jordan's work, and I was just wondering if that was a game that you would come across, because there's no way to play it.
Well, if you can get us a file.
Actually, we should wait until the semester's over, though, because I don't think...
We're already close to the end.
Well, the doors are being rolled open, so...
There's food, wine, and we're running, so we won't get going for until 7, okay, for the performance. And thank you very much. If you'd like to order the new readers, it's right up here.
Bills are pressing. Our sales leaders are
If it was in the README or? Was it in the README? There, I actually. Oh. Okay.